But the news coming through last night, breaking, was that Dale Steyn is joining the Melbourne Stars, and we're lucky enough to be joined by the new coach of the Melbourne Stars, the former captain of the Melbourne Stars, Dave Hussey. Huss, welcome.
Morning, Whitey. How are you?
Good, thank you. But I'm not as good as you. You'd be pretty happy with what you've been able to pull off.
Yeah, very happy. Dale Steyn, class. The star power, probably what the whole competition needs. And, we're looking forward to having the class of Dale Steyn put on the green of the Melbourne Stars for the next year.
We spoke to Darren Lehman last week about securing AB de Villiers, and he spoke about how long it took the Heat to be able to get that over the line. What's it been like to be able to convince Dale to come to Melbourne?
Yeah, it was by chance, really. I was in England with our list manager, Trent Woodhill, and we bumped into a player agent, and he was throwing all these players at us, and none of the players really excited us too much. And then he sort of mentioned, Dale Steyn walked past, and he said, "Oh, what about Dale?" We said, "Yeah, we both jumped at this." "Yeah, that'd be great, perfect." And then all of a sudden, we spoke to Dale and went back and forth probably for about 2 months, really. And then, we settled on six games, and, we're all very, very excited about it.
So, Hussey, he comes to the first six, and then we don't want him to get picked for South Africa, otherwise he goes. Is that what the scenario is?
Yeah, effectively, Scotty, yeah. Six games of Dale Steyn, I'd rather take that than having no games of Dale Steyn. So, we're very, very happy. But in saying that, I'd love him for the whole season. But, six games is better than nothing, I'd say.
It is one of the challenges, Huss, isn't it, with these players kind of coming in and out at different times. On the back of the result last year, what are you feeling that you'll bring to the group as the new coach?
Well, I hope a bit of freshness, really. I don't think we really need to change too much, Sherelle. The group and the culture of the group has been it's been paramount for such a long time, and we don't really need to change too much. Just a little bit more of freshness, and just not changing too much, I guess, is the key. And I think we're that close to being a dominant force for many years to come.
Now, Huss, I've done my research. There's two spots left on your list. Does one of them have David Warner's name penciled in?
Ooh. You are a journalist, aren't you?
Correct. I ask the hard questions.
You do. I'd love to have Dave on the squad, but time commitments are probably his hindrance in towards playing in the Big Bash. But we're still talking at the moment. We're really good friends, so you just never know what will happen in that space, but I think it's a long shot at this stage.
What potential is it? 3-4 games he could play, or is it one or two at best?
No, it's probably 3 or 4 games at this stage. It's depending on the Indian, I think it's a 4 or 5 match series in India, one day series in the January period. So it's more about him wanting to have a bit of a rest time and recharge the batteries before that tour. And at this stage, I think he's going to rest up and spend a bit time with his family. He's been away for such a long time over the winter, and then he's got a big, big, hectic summer coming up as well. So it's a long shot at this stage, but you just never know. Maybe in future years to come.
And just one final one, Huss, before we let you go. We appreciate you joining us so early this morning. Just on Marcus Stoinis not being named in the T20 squad for Australia, I know you're really close to Marcus and you'll get to work with him really closely this year. What does he need to do to get back into that national team with a World Cup not far away?
Yeah, it's a good question. I saw the announcement of the World Cup squad yesterday, and I was a bit surprised that Marcus and Darcy Short haven't been selected, but I guess their names are there and thereabouts. For Marcus, he just needs to go back and probably in Shield cricket, one day cricket for WA, and then moving over to the Stars, just get there and just play, be himself, and just play the way he can play, and what makes him a good player, and just strike the ball at in excess of 140, and bowl well, and feel well like he can do, and just be a consistent performer across the board, and I think you get more opportunities playing for Australia, not only in the short form but in the long form as well.
Yeah, it's an interesting selection conundrum there for the star for Australia, just as to how to use him as well. I mean, because you get him to open the batting, or the Stars have had him opening the batting, it might be a middle order position for him for Australia. So it's going to be interesting to see whether he needs to reinvent himself a little bit.
Well, that's the thing. Do you prepare the players to play for Australia, or get selected for Australia, or do you pick them to play in positions to play their best for the Melbourne Stars and win games for the Melbourne Stars? And unfortunately for Australia, I love all the players to play for Australia, but all about winning trophies at the Melbourne Stars. So probably going to be picking the players to play at the right positions for the Melbourne Stars to win games.
And since we last spoke to you, you've picked up another coaching gig, haven't you?
I have, yeah. Working within the IPL with the Kolkata Knight Riders, so which is rather exciting, actually. I was there as a player in 2008 to 2010. So, yeah, get to go back to where it all started and, yeah, hopefully provide some good work with some of the younger players and provide some strategy for the upcoming IPL or destroy some of Indian's next best talent. You know, one of those two. So we'll just wait and see what happens.
Thanks, Hass. Appreciate your time.
Pleasure.
So, Dave Hussey joining us there. So news overnight that Dale Steyn will be here for probably six games, maybe more if he doesn't get selected for South Africa.
Because he had nothing else to do.